This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
For the first time in 50 years, Australia's divorce rate is at a record low. But is that because our relationships are stronger, or is it because breaking up has become too expensive? Well, joining us is Swinburne Senior Psychology Lecturer, Dr. Simone Buswell. Simone, welcome back to Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for having me on.
How big a drop are we seeing in divorce rates, and how unusual is this historically?
Well, you can see that there's been a trend with it going down, down, down quite significantly, together with fewer people getting married at the same time.
What role is I suppose, the cost of living crisis playing in this trend? Are people staying in marriages because separation feels, I suppose, financially out of reach?
Well, we think there's a number of reasons for it, and we don't really know, so okay. We're just proposing some things at the moment.
Yep.
But we think particularly you've got it spot on there. It is expensive getting divorced, so I presume people are just sort of putting it off and hoping things will get better in some circumstances because of that factor.
Do you think also, could we be doing relationships better, or is that...
That's my hope. I mean, maybe we're smarter about these things now. Perhaps I think because people are getting married so much later than they used to, especially the new generation, that perhaps they'd just worked things out a lot better. And they just know what they want in a relationship, and their lives are more settled. So perhaps they are making better choices.
Do you think also perhaps our past experience, I mean, maybe, I don't, we can talk about age groups as well, but as we get older, we do become more familiar with, okay, what works, doesn't work, what did I do wrong,
you know, exactly.
And we learn a lot from each relationship. Could that be playing into it as well?
I think definitely. I think it's going to be, I mean, you do learn so much about yourself through each relationship,
oh my goodness.
And sometimes you look back at them and you go, whoops, what was I thinking there? I won't go into some of the interesting choices I might have made in the past. But also because times have changed and we tend to live with people before we get married to them. So you sort of work out, can I actually be with this person long term?
I like that. It's a bit of a try before you buy.
Hmm. And it seems to be a good thing. It actually helps people. But I think there's another important factor is that because we don't sort of have to get married these days, people who do get married can be, this is a generalisation of course, can be more conservative. So they're less likely to get divorced. They might be doing it for religious reasons or cultural reasons. So perhaps that's a factor as well.
Or do you think also because we're choosing to get married because we know that that's the right person and we're not going to risk everything? Because, I mean, you know, there are expenses with marriage as well. I mean, a lot of marriages are expensive in terms of the ceremony. The amount people spend on them, is it that, do you reckon that as well? It's like, no, you need to be the right one before I spend a cent.
That could be it as well, but I think you're just a romantic here, just thinking that we're just doing these things for romantic reasons, and hopefully that is the case because people don't have to, generally they don't feel that they have to get married, but hopefully it's all this doing it for those romantic reasons that they really want to be with that partner.
We're talking with Dr. Simone Buswell, Senior Psychology Lecturer at Swinburne, about why divorce rates are dropping and what that means for modern relationships. Simone, let's talk about younger generations. How are they approaching marriage?
Well, they do seem to be taking it very seriously. They're the ones that are less likely to get divorced at the moment. I mean, yes, they haven't had as much time generally as they haven't been married for as long. So they do seem to make a really considered choice if that's what they're planning to do.
What about the role, I suppose, of shifting gender roles, more flexible expectations, more awareness about what, I suppose, the traditional old-style marriage was like and how, the negative side of that. This, I suppose, we are talking about these things more now. What role is that playing?
I think it's having a really significant role as well, just that it is more open, that people are having these discussions, and people that have been through when their parents got divorced, they know what they want to avoid, and then they will then discuss that potentially with their partner. And I'm thinking about also the same-sex marriage, the debate that we got over so long ago now, thank goodness.
Can't believe we debated it now.
I know, you look back at it and think, oh, what was all the drama?
The world fell apart.
Yes. I mean, I haven't seen any statistics or anything like that to see if there's differences between different groups, so I can't really comment on that. But hopefully that might be a factor as well, that going through all the agony of having winning those rides, people are using them to the best.
Do you know what's really interesting about that is I know, you know, some of the negative arguments made during the time was, you know, it's going to ruin the sanctity of marriage and all this sort of thing came up. But you know what? I know there's no science behind this. There's no data. Mm. But I'm going to say, you know what? One of the reasons that divorce rates are decreasing is because, you know, we value marriage and we know how to do it. We've waited so long, we've watched everyone else practice, and now we know what to do.
Well, I'm thinking that could definitely be the case, and we know that the highest rates of divorce is actually between the baby boomers.
Oh, really?
Now, so they're the ones that are getting divorced at the moment, sometimes after very, very long marriages, and we do know there is a period often when the children have left home and you're just they're sitting there looking at your partner, then sometimes they look
what
at people
done?
Can look at each other and go, oops, I don't know this. Well, sometimes they just go, I don't know this person anymore and I don't want to be with them.
But that's okay, isn't it? Because relationships can change, can't they? I mean, it's a long time. I suppose if you do have kids, you watch them grow up, they leave home. I mean, that's a long time. We don't stay static, do we?
That's exactly right. And considering that children don't tend to leave home for a very long time now, and I've got mine still at home, they tend to be much older. So that's a very long period sometimes. So that can extend.
And I know we're having a bit of fun here as well, but in all seriousness, if someone is having troubles in their relationship, what advice would you give them in terms of seeking support?
Well, knowing, of course, that I do have these biases, being a probationary psychologist, I do think you should go and see something. There's lots of places that you can get support, even community places where the costs are much, much lower. And also we have Relationships Australia, which has lots of resources as well. But it generally gets back to communication and trying to communicate with the other person clearly. And if you don't want to seek professional support in that way, like a psych or anyone like that, there's also mediators that can assist.
And they play a great role, don't they? What's, I suppose, your biggest mistake you'd see about people communicating in a relationship?
People just get scared and shut down and just don't make those opportunities and don't want to bring up the difficult topics, but sometimes bringing them up will stop a harder topic coming up later on.
Do you reckon also, I know I've been caught up in this in the past, you get busy, you sort of almost get into a routine, you know, there's the kids, in my case, the dog, there's all these things to look after and, you know, you get into a cycle, then you kind of forget about the relationship itself and having time. Is it important to take time out from everything?
Oh, exactly. I mean, we'll say that in therapy all the time, that, I mean, because life is just so frantic at the moment with people working and all the other social aspects of life and just looking after ourselves as well. So it's also the self-care too, but also making time for that partner so that you can have that those intimate conversations and just dinner dates where you can just talk to each other.
Such a good thing to do. Dr. Simone Buswell, so good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive Again.
It's always so lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Dr. Simone Buswell, Swinburne Senior Psychology Lecturer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.